All right, let's go to Ted, W9NEG. I hope you're legal. Stand by booze. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is W9NHE
in Milwaukee, and I'm operating on a vintage ICOM 746 Pro, which I can't keep on frequency.
Quit trying to be vintage.
I get dispensation to talk on here if I got something about the old AES days, over. Yay.
Vintage and 746 are not in the same sentence.
Of your vintage amateur electronic supply career, if you can, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Let me get the crog out of my float.
Rip.
This better be a good one, Ted.
Well, I don't know. How good do you want it?
Better than the Terry Sturman and the noodles.
Oh, okay. Well, this
tell
one here
the
took place
and the
back
Cadillac.
In the early days when Amateur Electronics was setting up shop on North Avenue in Milwaukee after he left his dad's store up in Fond du Lac. Anyway, due to the cost of trying to run a business at that time, you had to scrimp and save with every penny by doing whatever you can for the amount of money you had available, and that was making wooden shelves. So using 2x4s and the boards, we made shelves out of wood to hold up the equipment that was for sale. And we were building the shelves when Terry, we had a skill saw, and we were cutting a 2x4. And he says, well, that's not how you cut a 2x4 with a skill saw. He says, give me that. And he grabbed the 2x4 and he grabbed the skill saw and he put one leg up on a chair and he laid the 2x4 across the leg to cut the end of it off and he sawed a 3-inch hole right across his thigh.
His thigh?
Yeah, he right across the top of his leg. The saw cut through the 2x4, but he had the blade so deep it also cut the leg. He needed like 49 stitches. But anyway, he was teaching us how to run a skill saw.